everyone. Welcome to Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran. Of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Mike, how you doing?
Doing good. Staying busy. Man, I'll tell you, it's death by Zoom call.
Yeah, and also, it's been kind of, we've been getting a bunch of kind of weird support stuff. So
it runs the
gambit, doesn't it?
It certainly does, but hey, it's part of the business.
That's right. So, hey, everyone, welcome to the show. We've got some news. We got some best practices. We got some blueberry news. We got some stuff about an interview that is maybe another best practice we'll talk about, and some support stuff. Get right into the stack here. Finally, Google Podcast Manager is being replaced.
Well, it's the other way around. Google Podcast Manager is replacing Google Play Music.
Google Play Music Podcast Portal. Yes. So some people are going, well, what is that? So we've got Google Podcast Manager is the premier only place you need to go from here on out, right?
Correct. And the thing about it is, Google's tried podcasting. This is what, third or fourth attempt. And I think they got it right this time. So, they had, I forget what they had, some Android app for a while. And they had they added it to Google Play Music, which is no longer anyway, because they switched that to YouTube Music. You know, Google likes to, kill off things from time to time. And I think they got this one right finally, because Google Podcasts have been around, a couple of years at least.
Yep.
And now they've finally fully replaced it with Google Podcasts. So you can go to Google Podcast Manager and see all you need to know about Google.
I was digging around in stats the other day, and Google Podcasts is like on a rocket ship climb percentage-wise of global podcast consumption. And actually, it's starting to offset Spotify, because Spotify has been down the last 2 months in actual. So I think a lot of Android users are using Google Podcast versus using Spotify, because Spotify was really climbing strong in the Android side. But I see a drop off on Spotify and Android, and major increase in Google Podcasts.
Yeah, I'm looking at our chart for this show, and it's towards the first part of this month. It's like a rocket ship. So
it is. So good. They're making major impact. And again, it's that 800-pound gorilla with the Google search terms. You're searching for stuff. You're a non-listener or non-podcaster. And you're like, oh, wow, there's a podcast on that. Click. And again, it's good. So if you're a podcaster and you're not promoting Google Podcasts, best do so. Remember, Android is king everywhere, almost out. Well, maybe with the exception of Canada, the United States, and someplace in the UK, the Android is king worldwide. So got to remember that when it comes to your global audience, and even 50% of the people here in the United States.
I think it was 80-20. So 80% Android, 20% Apple worldwide.
Yep. So don't forget about that. Matter of fact, yesterday during the PodFest live event, I was doing with Rob Greenlee, we were talking about this global adoption of podcasting and how it's just growing so exponentially across many countries and a lot of different languages. So anyway, more on that maybe a little bit later. But hey, the Podcast Academy is having an August social event on August 13th at 5 p.m., of course, via Zoom.
Yeah, via Zoom. But hey, it should be good. They're going to have breakout rooms, it'll be interesting to see how they do that. But I've signed up, so if you want to come hang out with Academy people, you got to join the Academy, I believe, and you can put us as your contacts there if you shoot me an email.
That's something we should say here is the Blueberry team strongly supports the Podcast Academy, and we want you as a podcaster to definitely consider joining the Podcast Academy. And really all you got to do is go over to thepodcastacademy.com. Registration right now is $50. It is going to increase to $100, I think, at the end of the month. But you need to basically, if you need a reference, you can use my name or and that definitely will get your paperwork processed through at the Podcast Academy. It's an association I think we all need to support and help bring voices together for the podcasting community.
And the more our us indies join that, the more we can kind of steer what goes on over there, which is good.
And for those that don't know, Rob Greenlee, who works for a competitor, he and has been strong voice in the indie space, is the chairman, along with all the other non-indie people that are basically part of the academy. So we have to be able to go there and basically show that we have we want our voices heard. Otherwise, the big corporate podcast groups are going to have more leverage. So please, as a podcaster, again, it's $50 to get signed up, and I think you're going to like what the academy's doing. I'm going to add something in here. We haven't talked about the podcast awards nominations closed a few days ago, and we're going to announce the slate this coming Saturday. So that's going on. Also, PodFest is having this big log event. We did a pre-PodFest Global Summit event yesterday with a 2-hour live event. But the PodFest Global Summit is doing a attempting to have, and it's an official attempt, sanctioned everything by the Guinness Book of World Records, to have the largest virtual event basically in the world. So again, the PodFest Global Summit kicks off Monday, August 10th, runs through the week, ending on Saturday the 15th. And again, I was a part of the pre-event festivities ramping up. So very, very cool. What's going on at PodFest?
Yeah, I wish them luck on setting a high record, because I think they're setting a brand new record. So
yep,
this will be interesting to see how long it stands.
So let's talk a little bit about what Pandora did on that favorite Amazon device that you say, hey, Alexa, I guess you can pay podcasts now from Pandora via the Amazon smart home device.
Yeah, you can, you know, if you use Pandora for music through your Echo device, you can, you know, now get podcasts through there. So you just ask your device to play whatever podcast you want to play, and it'll play the latest episode as long as that show is in Pandora. Pandora is a bit more picky than some of them about what shows go in there, so the show you want to listen to may or may not be in there. We have, if you're using PowerPress, you can go to our destinations and apply to Pandora, but don't hold your breath. It takes quite a long time to get in there.
They're better now.
Better.
But it still takes a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to listen to this podcast, all you got to do is any of your devices say, hey, in the keyword or the magic word to announce to say, play the podcast, Podcast Insider, and that will play on most devices.
Correct.
So, Zoom. I get all kinds of, you know, I start thinking about different things that we're using today, but Zoom, the recording equipment company.
Yeah, the people that make the, the H5, H6, H4, right. All those handy recorders.
And not Zoom, the meeting company. So let's not get confused there. Death by Zoom is what we're doing right now. But what we're talking about is a hardware device.
Right.
The recording companies released a new recorder and microphone called the PodTrack P4. And people seem to be pretty excited about this.
Yeah, it looks like a neat device. It's kind of like a little mini Rodecaster sort of type device, but it's a lot smaller, and you can plug in 4 microphones. It's got the, you know, the mixer and all that, and it's kind of laid out a little different. It's very similar to like the H6 or the H5. But laid out in a more, something you'd set on the desk or something when you're recording remotely. But looks really neat. It's got a built-in recorder, has all the same features that the handy recorders have. And
what's it going to be priced at, Mike?
$299 is what I heard. So it's not ridiculous.
Not bad. Yeah. So what's the story here? You guys got a podcast. In the list here, kindergartners listening to podcasts as part of the remote learning due to Rona. So what's this about?
Well, it was just a podcast. Says using podcasts in the classroom. It's an article that somebody wrote, and it's of course tied to a podcast. And I don't remember what the name of the podcast was.
Mrs. B's Beehive.
That's the one. Yeah, and it kind of goes with the interview we had last week. With using podcasts in the classroom that we did with. Forget what his name was all of a sudden, but anyway, very, very cool. Kind of gives a little bit of how to listen to the podcast and how to do it in your classroom if you're a teacher. Down here's a list of podcasts that may be suitable for that use, and being that a lot of classrooms are going to be remote and or socially distanced because of all this going on, probably be a good thing to add a little bit of audio to your mix.
Awesome. Hey, Mike, by the way, we should mention that you're building a new studio, right?
Correct. And you will not hear that sump pump after I get there.
In a couple of weeks, you'll be moving in away from the sump pump. So yes. I thought, I saw you react there when the sump pump went. You were mid-sentence. There's nothing you could do to hit the mute button there.
Right.
So, hey, this is podcasting. This is what it's all about. We podcast where we can. But you've built a whole new – we'll be excited to see your new studio. You have to give us a little video.
Oh, yeah.
When you're done.
And I've got all the construction pictures, so I have a little timeline. I'll have a whole post about it. And, basically it's going to be a 100-square-foot separate building in my backyard.
Yeah. So someone in the live chat says, don't forget about Pocket Cast. It works with Alexa as well. There's a whole bunch of stuff that works with. Well, they just triggered your guys' devices. Sorry about that.
Right.
So,
Apple does. TuneIn does, Amazon itself should be having something here pretty soon, I'm guessing.
That's rumor control at this point.
And, there's just a bunch of different ones. So whatever you've got tied into it will work.
So because so many of our users, 80,000 plus of our PowerPress users are on WordPress, we thought it might be smart here to talk about some best practices if you are using WordPress. And you've entitled this WordPress Hygiene. I kind of like this, Mike.
Yeah, well, the thing is, so many times I'll do a one-on-one consult with somebody and I'll go in there and they'll have the little red bubble there next to plugins, which means that they've got, 20 or 30 plugins that need updating. Or I'll look and see, in their update section that WordPress itself is two or three versions behind. And so it's really, really important, especially since WordPress is last I heard was somewhere around 25-30% of the entire web is right. Running on WordPress. So guess what's the biggest target for hackers? Okay, and just some few simple things can keep you safe from that stuff, for one thing, is just make sure you keep everything updated. I mean, if an update comes out, what the hackers do is they say, ooh, something updated, let's see what updated. And then they see how they can use what, those that didn't update, how they can use that to get into things. And, it's not been terrible, but it's a concern.
I think that and I don't know how many years now I've been running WordPress, probably, maybe 13 years, because I was on Movable Type before I was on WordPress. And I've only had one issue over the years, and that was my own fault for changing the permissions of a subfolder that I shouldn't change permissions on and really opened myself up to my own, my own harm because I did something stupid. But if you keep things updated, keep the plugins updated, keep the themes updated. If you have a theme that's done by someone else, keep WordPress itself updated, remove unused plugins and remove unused themes.
Yep.
And don't have a password that's password. Have a complicated password for your login. Use one of those password generators. Don't use a combination of something and then have some secret decoder ring that you've come up for all your passwords, because a lot of people do that. So have a complicated password that you just can't type in, that you need a password manager to use. And again, don't use admin for a login.
Yeah, a lot of WordPress hosts, when you first install it, the login they give you is admin. Go into the users and create another login and then delete that one.
Then delete it, yeah. And a limit login plugin is a good idea. I use this on all my site. Again, limit logins plugin. And what it does is if someone comes to your website and puts, you can set the like 10 password failures in a, you know, in a 10 minute period, or there's a bunch of rules you can set. So that someone comes to your website and puts the wrong password in three times in a row, you can actually, it actually will stop and prevent that IP from trying to log in. And it'll block them for a set period. You can set it for 24 hours or lifetime. It's a really a good plugin. So limit logins plugin. And also new users, if you allow new users to create accounts on WordPress, set them to subscriber, right?
Yeah, you don't want to set them to anything higher than subscriber, because, you know, then they can, you know, what a lot of, they're not really hackers. I call them, you know, they just go around trying to log into WordPress sites. And if they get in, what they're going to do is they're going to make posts and they're going to put all their spam links in the posts. Yeah. And if you know, if they can create an account, if they create it as to, if you have it set to subscriber, then all they can do is look at stuff. And, when they make a comment or something, it will have their name on it, but it won't allow them to create a post or edit a page or anything like that.
Right. And, you know, and I have on my website, I have it so that you cannot create an account.
Yeah, most of them are set that way by default, but yeah. Some people like to have that feature for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. I don't use that. No. Another plugin I didn't list here in the list that is handy is you can actually change the login address. Okay, you know, stock WordPress, there's a login PHP script that runs, and you can actually put in a plugin to make that some random thing that only you know.
That's right.
And that helps a lot. But like I said, it's not a huge deal. WordPress, as long as you keep everything updated, WordPress is pretty secure.
Yeah, I run that plugin that allows me to have an alternate address. And that's worked out real well. And I've had to change it a couple of times over the years because maybe I posted something somewhere to someone and it's causing issues. So I outed my own login link, you know. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about Blueberry News here. Let's talk about private internal podcasting again.
Yeah. We launched our Android app. And so now there's an iOS app and an Android app. So there's a link to the press release right there in the show notes.
And if you're interested in private internal podcasting and you would like to test the app, and actually play around and see what we've created, drop us an email. We'll set up a time to get you set up and you can actually test the app. If you download it from the Android store, there's not a lot you're going to be able to do because it does require either a Samuel or OAuth2 login or maybe a simple username password login. But we can set you up with an account and you can test the app either on iOS or Android. And see what private internal podcasting is all about. See our demo that we've set up. We've got a fictitious company we've created called Low Hanging Fruit. Yep. And we've got a bunch of episodes and shows, and we show off the audio, the video, and the different things you can do from a private site. And what you're really going to find out, it's just like having an Apple Podcast app, except you have to log in. It really is kind of that simple. It really, really is. So, Mike, you're about ready, and you can send us an email, Todd, Mike, or Mackenzie at blueberry.com, and let us know if you want to try a demo of the private internal podcasting service. And we're getting lots of inquiries about this, and a lot of podcasters are thinking, hey, I want to have a premium solution. I want to be able to have my listeners be able to access premium content. I'm already collecting money. I just need a secure way to do this. This is perfect for those of you that are looking to do that. But anyway, Mike, you're doing a live webinar.
Yeah, we're going to do another of our monthly kind of getting started with PowerPress and using WordPress. And that'll be on August 25th at 4 p.m. And I'll have a sign up link there in the show notes, but yeah, it's usually the where I go through and take a blank WordPress site and go all the way through to getting it on Apple Podcasts and all the other directories. And it shows you, you know, all the little settings and some of the little tricks that I've learned over the years. And it's usually a pretty good thing. And eventually we're also going to have that as a video podcast on here. We still haven't got around to figuring exactly technically how we're going to do that. Not that we don't know how. It's just we haven't decided what to do.
Yeah, let's make a goal to try to have that ready next week.
I think yeah, we'll do that. Some- And then we're also going to put other videos in there, you know, more how-tos and maybe sure. demos and stuff like that.
Yes. And put our, I think the first one up will be the private internal podcasting demo. Maybe we'll get that in there.
Nice.
So, Mike, I did an interview last week. Wonderful lady. She's been podcasting for 10, 12 episodes. And we had a fantastic interview and got done with the interview. Turned off the recorder, didn't think anything about it, popped the SD card out yesterday, and the SD card broke. The tip of it had, the tip piece is snapped a little bit.
Ouch.
And it was in the holder just fine. And this is the first time ever this has happened to me from a, I guess for a hardware failure, the recording went. So the recording's on the SD card and I'm trying to, like get the SD card, put the tip of it, put back together enough so I can get it in the reader. It depends on how this SD card, if it conforms enough that I can get the reader back in, I may have lost an episode just for breaking an SD card. And, you know, so now I've got like five SD cards out and it was an older SD card and I'm looking at it. And sure enough, I've got a couple of other SD cards that have cracks in the upper edge where the, cause what it is I run the SD card in the recorder. I pop it out and I stick it in a reader and that in and out, in and out, in and out five times a week has weakened the end of the SD card. So if you're doing the same thing I'm doing as a podcaster, you need to inspect your SD cards and say, are the tips fine or am I running into an issue? So I threw three SD cards right in the trash can, not the one that's got the interview on it, but threw the three others in the trash can, as much as that cringes me to do it because they both were 64 gig cards, but it's better than the alternative of what's going on here with potentially having lost an interview. So
yeah, just try, make sure you check your cards and you know, things do happen. It's one of those things. One thing nice about Rodecaster that I'm using is it allows you to transfer it
right
without pulling the card. So that card's never come out of the slot. So.
Yeah. And in my Rodecaster, I'm for some reason, of course, I guess I just don't think about it. And I pop the card out and stick it in the reader. But in this, see, I'm using that Denon recorder. And actually, I could probably hook a cable to the Denon and pull it through that way, too. I think you can pull it remotely.
Yeah, I believe right? You can.
So if I have to email this lady and say, hey, this is what has happened, we'll redo the interview. But that just sucks.
Yeah, it's never the same the second time.
No, it wastes her time and wastes, you know, it really makes me feel bad, but it's just like I pulled that thing out and it was just like dangling there. The tip was, I was just like, oh, you got to be kidding me. So we'll see if I can, you know, the super glue gets it enough. I can get it in the slot. We'll find out.
That's why at the beginning of this show, when we're doing it live, you always hear me say, remind me to hit record.
Yeah, and I hit it too. So we have a backup here, but I have never had a failure of this particular recording platform. And also we double record. We triple record this show and I've gotten all the hat of in my show. I double record, but I don't double record interviews. And that just stupidity. So lesson learned there.
Stuff happens.
It does. That is a fantastic interview. So we'll see if I have to reschedule with her. But do we have an interview for this week then, or?
We do not. The interview I had scheduled bailed on me, so we're rescheduling that for next week.
All right, and I've got a couple next week too. So anyway, that's trials and tribulations of a quote-unquote professional podcaster, and I'm losing my professional podcaster cred. So let's talk a little bit about things going on in support.
Yeah, we had a stats reporting slowdown last weekend and early this week, and nothing will get the phone lines lit up and the email box full like something going on with stats. So, but we had some maintenance last Friday, and it slowed down our stats reporting. We didn't lose any data or anything.
What we did is we switched CDNs is what we did, and everything was being, all the things was, making the switch. And I think what it was is not, I think they missed a couple of lines of pull from this folder versus that. And yeah, so things were behind.
Yeah, you know, it's all seems to be caught up and back to normal now. So nothing was lost except for the support team's hair. Gotcha. But
in this lengthy Slack discussion of, yeah, well, fix the stats, you know. There's something wrong.
Yeah, well, sometimes we just have to get that way. Anyway, so everything should be back to normal. And if it's not, please get a hold of us and we'll take a look. Other things, we haven't heard back from Deezer yet.
Although we did get a return email that someone was out on vacation.
Oh, that so might be it.
Maybe, well, it's... The other person on the email didn't respond either. So I'm hoping it's because they've had, because Deezer's, I think, in Europe. I can't remember.
Yeah, somewhere in Europe.
And they do these where companies go out for like 2 weeks during the summer sometime. So maybe it's just because they've been on vacation. I don't know. But yeah, my rep hasn't replied. I think she's due. Actually, I think her reply message, she's back today. So maybe we'll see a reply from her today.
Right. But what's going on is some shows aren't getting added to the Deezer directory as quickly as they once were. That's it. But we're working on it.
So this is a big one. You have an RSS feed. Your RSS feed is your RSS feed. You should not have in your RSS feed, support at blueberry.com as the email address. That's probably not the thing you should do. Now, this is the Blueberry. If you're publishing on blueberry.com in the publisher, they need to go to settings. And this is not if you're using PowerPress, because we don't pick it up that way. In PowerPress, it picks up your... I think it picks up, actually, you have to enter something or it's blocked.
Yeah, right? It goes in the Apple settings where you have the feed email or the Apple email or whatever. But in Publisher, you go into the podcast settings. And this is, like I said, it's only if you're publishing directly from Blueberry, not anything to do with PowerPress. But please put in your feed email. Because what happens is it defaults to an email at Blueberry, and we get these things saying, please verify ownership of your show for Google Podcast Manager, for instance, or congratulations, you're in the Apple directory. And it's it's an email from Apple that you should get that we end up getting. So we try to forward those on, but sometimes we're, over a weekend or whatever, those things will expire. So, just make sure you have your email address, and it doesn't even have to be any particular email address. It just has to be an email address that you actually check.
Yep.
Which, don't put in there, don't spam me at yahoo.com or something, because, you'll never get the email, and it just helps a lot.
So this next one sounds to me like you run into a situation.
Yeah. What happens a lot of times is somebody comes to us and they're using, say, SoundCloud. That seems to be the biggest one. Or they're using Libsyn, or they're using, one of our other competitors, and they're using it with WordPress, but they're not necessarily using PowerPress itself. They may have it installed, and then they want to move, say, to us. Okay. So what happens is we have to import their feed from wherever the feed comes from. And what that does is it dupes the posts.
Mm.
Okay. If you're actually, say you're using SoundCloud, for instance, you can take that MP3 file, put it in PowerPress the right way, generate a player and everything. You don't have to use their player. So, rather than getting a bunch of dupe posts, and you may have put a lot of work into that post, and then what you put in the platform might not be very complete show notes. And it can be... It could be a little annoying to people that, you mean I've got to replace all these posts? Well, yeah, because when you import into PowerPress from a feed, you have to use those posts, not the posts you created by hand, because of the this thing called a GUID. Anyway, it's way geeky.
So the moral of the story is, if you're going to install PowerPress on WordPress, use it to publish your post.
Right, right. Or use that feed. You don't, you know, don't use the one from your host. And also, you know, if you put in an embedded player, you're going to have to go in and edit out all those embedded players from from those places. So,
so that's, you know, what we, you know, PowerPress, again, we want you to host with Blueberry because it allows us to do what we do and it helps pay Mike and my salary. But you can use it with another podcast host, but you shouldn't use their publishing method. It defeats the purpose of having PowerPress installed and being able to control your brand, your feed. If you use PowerPress in its completeness, even if you're hosting with someone else, if then if you so decide that you want to move somewhere else, let's say you're, again, you're hosting on SoundCloud and you, but you're using PowerPress and using the SoundCloud MP3 link, then for us, migration is like, it's very, very simple. But if you've been using the SoundCloud embed or wherever it may be that you're hosting, then it, you're going to have a bunch of work to do. So just use, you know, if you've and if you haven't installed PowerPress, well, then it's a whole different situation. And actually, it's almost.
Yeah, it's easier.
Easier if you haven't installed WordPress or PowerPress.
But like I said, it's, you know, we move an awful lot of shows from other platforms, and that could just be a lot of extra hand work. It's not impossible. It's just
It's
just not as convenient. I had a guy yesterday had 1,000 episodes.
Oh,
and he has to either replace 1,000 episodes or repost, you know, or copy paste and
1,000.
Yeah, he's been at it a while, doing a daily show.
I guess so. Anybody, and he's still going at 1,000 episodes doing a daily show.
Yep. Still at it. So
I'm impressed.
Yep. And you know, he wasn't too upset, but I could tell it's like, oh my gosh, I got to do all this.
Well, he starts at the beginning and works backwards 50 at a time. You know, he'll be fine. But so Google Podcast Manager, you know, you can claim your show over there. You know that, right? If you need to add a new show, you can go over there and give them the new RSS feed as well. It could speed up getting into Google Podcasts. So Mike, you've got a nice little article on how to submit podcasts to Google Podcasts. And
yep. When you go into PowerPress, this is the link that you click when it says how to get on Google Podcasts. And I've updated that with the Google Podcast Manager instructions. And so that'll help you get on a little quicker. Google's still a little slow just because it has to index your site. So, you know, it's not instant, but it's quicker.
Podcast with an S, manager.google.com is the website. And then we do have basically a manual entry as well as on our create site. So, hey, I should mention here, we are, we've been working very hard for a number of months now. And you're going to start seeing soon some changes over at blueberry.com. And it's all part of our modernization plan. We've actually got our UI UX team is very, very close to turning over the devs to start our update on our dashboard as well. So I think over the rest of the summer, you're going to start seeing some big moves over at blueberry.com. And I think as a Blueberry fan, you're going to be excited about what we're doing and you're going to be excited about the opportunities that we're going to bring forth for new podcasters. So I do want to remind podcasters out there that we have a fantastic affiliate program. And if you're not involved in, if you're doing a show and you're looking a way to make some money, we've got podcasters that get a massive check in around Christmas time every year based upon the affiliate program that we have, where you get a reward and then potentially a bonus at the end of the year based upon how much business you've brought us. Our affiliate program is like no other program in the podcasting space. So you can help, number one, be a super fan by promoting Blueberry services. Number two, you can make some money doing it. And I think that's the key. And if you are a super fan of Blueberry, we want to hear from you. You know, we just had someone the other day drop us an email and said, I love you guys. Here's something we've done. So let us know what you're doing out there. And if you want to be one of our brand ambassadors and be, you know, have favored podcaster status and stuff like that, you know, drop us a line and tell us how you love Blueberry, and we want to hear from you. You can, again, send it to either Mike, myself, or Mackenzie, and we'll start the conversation. But we definitely, if you want to become an affiliate, just a straight affiliate, Mackenzie's your contact at Blueberry, Mackenzie@blueberry.com. Of course, you can send it to Todd or Mike as well, and we'll get it to where it needs to be. But we want to continue to build this community of listeners, and we know many of you are fans of our products and services, and we want to reward you for that promotion. So thank you for your business, all of you that are listening. So, and if you're not part of our family yet, we want you part of our family. And don't we have a free promo code, Mike, that we give out? We haven't given it out in a while.
Yeah, it's Insider. So if you want to get a free month of anything we do, you can put the promo code Insider in there, and it will it'll give you a free month, and we'll get you going.
That's right. Okay. So interviews for your show, Todd, Mike, or Mackenzie at blueberry.com. There's a trend there. So we want to thank you for being part of our family. Mike, anything before we go?
No, everybody have a good week. And we should have at least one interview next week that makes it.
That's right. And hopefully I can recover the lost interview off the SD card that cracked. But everyone, thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of our family. We'll see you next time here on the Podcast Insider. Everyone, take care.
See ya. Bye.